السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد. We have been discussing verse 177 since the beginning of Ramadan, and we continue. I am trying to get across to you a very simple explanation of the verse, leaving out the technical details that go with these verses when we do tafsir. For the purpose is to make amal. When a person wants to make amal, then he is not interested in too much of technicality, too much of philosophy. He is interested in knowing what the verse means so that he may make amal. The doctor, when he writes his prescription, half the time he can't read himself what he wrote there. But the other doctor understands. They've got their own codes. So nobody tells the doctor that you haven't written the prescription in flowery language, because the person just wants to take the prescription for the purpose of cure. So he leaves it to the doctor to understand, to diagnose, and then to prescribe. When a person does not want to make amal, then he asks a lot of questions. Where was this medicine manufactured? What are the ingredients in this medicine? What did you pay for it? How was it transported? How was it shipped? And all the details he wants to know. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam is for the purpose of amal. Great amount of research has been done in the Quran Sharif. There is no shore for this ocean of the Quran Sharif. The more tafsir that a person goes into, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens up a new chapter of knowledge in the person's mind. The mufassirin are writing and writing and writing, but because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Zat and personality is unlimited, there's no limit that can be placed. In the same way, on the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we cannot place any kind of limit. There's so much in it. In every word, there is an ocean of knowledge. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that it is not only righteousness that you turn your faces towards the east or west. Because in reality, everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala, the east, the west, the north, the south. If you go deep down the ocean, it is the kingdom of Allah Ta'ala. And if you go up above the heavens, it is the kingdom of Allah Ta'ala. A person cannot escape the kingdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, irrespective of where he goes. It reminds me of Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, that a young person came to him and he said, "You are a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you are a great friend of Allah Ta'ala. I am a young person who cannot seem to give up sins. So I have come to you for some kind of a prescription where I don't give up the sin to and I get salvation to." He wants his bread buttered both ways. That I must continue with my sinful lifestyle, but being a young person, I must also get salvation, najat. So give me some kind of a prescription. So he expected that the Shaykh will say, "Well, the best prescription for that is continue with your sins and keep making tawbah." Whereas that is not the correct explanation, that keep making sins and continue making tawbah. What is intended is that if you commit a sin accidentally, then make tawbah. Not that you purposely plan a sin. Every day of the life, the person has got a plan of action. That in the morning I'm going to commit fraud, then in the evening I'm going to commit zina, then I'm going to watch the filthy programs on the television, then I'm going to stop over at the corner cafe and buy some filthy magazine, and then I'm going to open the internet and watch all the porn, and then I will make 2 rakat salat of tahajjud and make tawbah. Now that is not Islam, that is not Iman, that is not tawbah. That's a mockery of tawbah. that where the person has got no intention of giving up the sin, his intention is to continue and keep making tawbah. It will be better than that person who does not make tawbah. But we know that that is not what tawbah means. But the person is trying, he's trying his level best to give up the sin. He's involved in different kinds of sins. He himself is fed up with committing sins. He himself is ashamed. So he wants to give up the sin. And in his effort to give up the sin, again he slips, he falls. Temptation overcomes him. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very merciful. That is when we say Allah Ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving, that you tried your level best to give up the sin, but you slipped, you fell. So you need not despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is what tawbah means. If a person has got ointment at home for burns, so he doesn't burn his hands purposely so that he may apply the ointment. Such type of people, they must be dispatched to the nearest asylum. That famous one you must have heard about, the people in the asylum, that when the new prison was built in Pakistan, the Governor General of Pakistan went to visit the prison. So the two madmen inside were talking when he went past. He said, "Ek aur aa gaya." They saw the Governor of Pakistan and they said, "Ek aur aa gaya." One more came away. So the Governor of Pakistan, he said, "Don't you know who I am? I am the Governor General of Pakistan." He said, "Yes, that's true. When we were outside, we used to say the same thing. That's why they put us inside here." So you must have said the same thing too, so that's why they put you inside. So if the person says that that is the meaning of tawbah, then that's the place for him. We all say Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq. Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. He is the one that provides sustenance. But after saying Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq, the person doesn't sit at home. He says Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. Allah Ta'ala is the provider of rizq. After that he makes an effort to go and search for that rizq in the marketplace. So like that, when we say Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, then this is what it means, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very forgiving, very merciful, very kind, very, very compassionate, very loving. We will never find anyone more loving, caring and forgiving than Allah Ta'ala. Even if 100 times our tawbah breaks, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to still accept us. There were two young people that were arguing that whose tawbah is stronger than the other. One said that the person who hasn't committed a sin and he makes tawbah, then that is the person that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala really loves. That he hasn't committed a sin, but he's making tawbah. So it's an elevation of status. If there's no sins left, then you get elevation of status. So whilst they were still debating this, an old man came past. And he said that you can argue over this, but my understanding is totally different. And my understanding is this, that because I am weaving cloth, so I watch the cloth, that thread which snaps and a knot has been tied, then I keep a very careful eye on that knot which had snapped, and there's a knot, so it must not snap again. So I keep a careful eye on that knot. The other threads will keep flowing. So by means of this example, he tried to explain that if a person has made sincere tawbah from his sins, Allah Ta'ala loves that person so much that he keeps a careful watch on him. He does not want to see him return to those sins again. So if the person returns, now it is his own mistake that he has fallen for the temptation again. But for such people also, there is no despairing of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Nachit kar sake nafs ke pehlawan ko. If you cannot flatten this great wrestler of nafs, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. तो कभी तू दबा ले कभी वो दबा ले. समटाइम्स यू विल सप्रेस द नफ्स, समटाइम्स द नफ्स विल सप्रेस यू. बट देन ही गोज ऑन टू से, जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी, बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े. जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी, बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े. ये रिश्ता मोहब्बत का कायम ही रखे, जो सौ बार टूटे तो सौ बार जोड़े. Even if 100 times it snapped, then tie it up again. Return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Be sincere at the time of repentance that I don't want to return to the sin. Then again, the accident must be an accident. When we say sins are committed accidentally, then that is what we mean. A Muslim commits sins only by accident. He was overpowered by temptation and committed sins. He does not go out in search of sins. Unfortunately, we go out in search of sins. Accident is a person left home, he wants to go to Johannesburg or Cape Town. On the way, somebody smashed into him, or he dozed off and smashed into somebody else, or the tire burst, or something else happened, and there was an accident. But if a person plans that from here I am going to drive to make an accident after 10 miles or 20 miles, then again it means that this person is either looking for the insurance company's address, or he has got some other intention to take his life, or he is mad. Purposely the person doesn't go to make an accident. So that is all that is required. And alhamdulillah, those who tread this path and those who make up their minds that we want to give up sins, we want to please our Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we want to be from those whom Allah ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. When the person makes up his mind that he does not want to return to that sin, then Allah ta'ala also creates barriers between him and the sin. There are numerous incidents of this nature where the person was sincere that he did not want to return to that sin. Afterwards again there was some temptation and the person decided to go back to that sin because he thought that nobody was watching, let me commit the sin again. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created a barrier between him and that sin, that something happened and he was unable to commit that sin. A young person wrote to me some time back. He says that he was in the habit of bringing porn movies home and watching. Then he had some other habits of drug and things like that. Then he started attending some programs that we have here on Mondays and Thursdays. And he says that one of the bayans on Tawbah really inspired him to give up all his sins. Then after some time, his family, the parents or whoever was at home, they left for somewhere. For a few days they were gone out. So he was alone at home. So being alone at home, the temptation came again. Let me watch, because the television was still in the home. And nobody is at home. So the people in the home knew him now as a very good boy, as a person of good character. So he tried to put on a film. He says the television box would just not come on. So he checked the plug, he checked the wiring, he checked everything. Still won't come on. He went to check the fuse and the main switch. The other lights are all on. There's nothing wrong. It won't come on. So he called it a day. The next day or so, when the family came back and they put on the switch, and as they say, hey presto, it was on. It came on again. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created a barrier between him and sin. Why? Because he was sincere. He didn't want to go back to that sin. But here nafs and shaitan were again dragging him. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sometimes, this doesn't happen all the time, because then there will be no question of test. Allah ta'ala has kept this world as a world of test. Sometimes Allah ta'ala to show us that he is unhappy with that action and he is happy with your tawbah, so he brings about some kind of barrier that you just cannot commit that sin. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so merciful. So there's no question of losing any hope or mercy, or losing hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Question of the youngster to Ibrahim bin Adham, the time has expired, inshallah, if we will, if Allah ta'ala wills it tomorrow. It happens like that, they start with something, then away you go. Nevertheless, this is also whatever Allah ta'ala puts is important. So tawbah is something that a person makes, that he does not want to go back to that sin. And I'll conclude on one thing which I have mentioned in many places, that in the Jummah occasion we have 1,000 people, 2,000 people, and large masjids, 5,000, 10,000, and in Pakistan and in other places sometimes 100,000 people are there for Jummah. Eidgahs, you may have 1 million people too. So now the Imam Sahib is reading a dua of Tawbah. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. And the congregation is saying Ameen, Ameen. Now at that time when the congregation is saying Ameen on the Tawbah, what kind of an Ameen is that? Does the congregation really truly have that intention of giving up that sin and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of the, all the past sins? How many people are there in the congregation even now on Jummah days that they've got the ticket for the cinema on Friday evening, or they've got the chips for the casino, or they've already got an appointment with some date of theirs, some illicit love relationship they are involved in. Now all that is in the mind. The person is making tawbah here, but all those programs are not going to be cancelled. Is that tawbah? We want Allah Ta'ala's mercy, we want His rahmat, and we say once the person's tawbah is accepted, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of mercy and rahmat. But when? It will open up when the person has got no intention of returning to that sin. So if he had the ticket in his pocket, after the tawbah his duty is to go outside and tear up that ticket. Then we will say he was sincere when he was making tawbah, even if he lost 1,000 rand for that ticket. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. All have been created from dust. But after that, you either make your jannat or you make your jahannam by means of your actions. Allah Ta'ala hasn't created us to put us into the fire of jahannam. Allah Ta'ala has created us to put us into the gardens of jannat. And not only jannat in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala wants to give us one jannat in this world. Those who are the ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and the friends of Allah Ta'ala are those people who have got two sifats in them. Alladina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon, that they have got iman and they got taqwa, then they are walis of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them one jannat on this earth, because we will say, what is this? Everything credit that in the hereafter you will get. How long are we going to wait for that in the hereafter? We want cash. Most of our business is cash and carry. So we get cash also immediately in this world. Allah Ta'ala gives sukoon in the heart, tranquility, peace, irrespective of outside conditions. In the heart, Allah Ta'ala gives the person such sukoon, such peace, such tranquility. As I always say, that the waves of the ocean, they keep on flowing, one after the other, one after the other, non-stop. In the heart of this wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the waves of the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they continue flowing. And as a result, he enjoys sukoon, irrespective of what the condition is. And that's what Allah Ta'ala wants to give to each and every one. And my majlises, I always say that this is the purpose, to light up that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love in our hearts, so that it becomes easy to do everything which He has ordered. And the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we can practice upon His teachings. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is facing in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Europe, America, and throughout the world. Where is the Muslim not suffering and is not being harassed? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. It's a Sunday morning, so we will be reading our one tasbih of La ilaha illallah and a few duas. But before that, all those who are intending to sit, please make sure that your cars are not obstructing those that are wanting to leave. But it will take another 10-15 minutes. But these brothers who came for the bayan or tafsir, so it is not right that you should obstruct them. So go park your car properly and come back if you wish to. He can carry on with this program. See, he can carry on with this program.